The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or, what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I hope there's no families out there like father and mother, children. Jesus, if you are, you might look at each other and say, "I have to hate you." Jesus is speaking in a way that's very customary for the and people of old, especially the Hebrew people. It's an exaggeration, it's an extreme way of talking and saying basically that Jesus, God, is the most important thing in our life. Doesn't mean we should hate our family, right? But God is more important than everything, including the things that are most valuable from a human point of view, our loved ones, all our possessions. Even our own life. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like God is some cruel taskmaster demanding everything from us? That's the way some people see it. But the paradox of the Christian life is that we've been given freedom. And oftentimes we use our freedom to choose slavery, right? We think freedom is the ability to do anything I want to do. And so we go about life doing anything we want to do. But when we do that, our master is ourselves. Or our master can be our relationships. And we do anything for our relationships. Or our master can be our possessions, and we don't own them, but they own us. But Jesus, God, is inviting us in freedom to become a slave to God. But becoming a slave to God is true freedom because God made us. God knows us. God knows what we most long for and need, and that is a love relationship with God. And in our love relationships as humans, especially marriage, we recognize they don't work unless you give yourself totally to it. And so we make vows in front of the church and community that good times or bad, rich or poor, I'm going to be faithful and true to you till death do us part. God is saying, give me a try. Jump in completely. You know, sometimes I think of Christianity as a pool. And we have to let go and jump in, that feeling, leaving everything behind. You can just test the water, right? Put your toe in and not fully experience what we're meant to experience. God's asking us to trust that he knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knows what's going to be good for us and what will make us fully complete and happy. For we are created just to be empty unless we find that completion in God and jump into that pool. And so today's Gospels readings are challenging us to jump in totally, completely, not just test the water with our toe. There's another image. This one's similar, but a little different, and I like it because I'm a sports fan. It says great crowds are following Jesus. And imagine, he's walking down the road, and there's people all over, and they're going, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus. And he turns to them and says, if you really want to follow me, you need to leave everything. The image I have is like a sporting event. If you go to a sporting event, right, there's lots of fans, 50, 60,000, only a few people on the field. And the people in the fans are going, yeah, go, go, go. Are we the type of Christians that are simply on the sidelines, saying, go, Jesus, go? Or are we really in the field? Are we sweating? Are we taking bruises? Are we suffering some for our faith, being persecuted, sacrificing things? There is a cost to discipleship, and it's difficult, right? The gospel is not a prosperity gospel. Just because we follow Jesus, everything isn't going to go rosy. But what God does give us is that completion, that love, that joy amidst the difficult times that completes us and makes the many difficult things of this world bearable and even joyfully, joyable if we embrace God totally. And so it's easy to fool ourselves. Like if you're a fan on the sidelines, you can get so into the game that you think you're really part of the game. But you know what? Those who are truly in the game on Sunday, they've been the ones on the practice field Monday through Saturday. Every day praying. Every day sacrificing self for others. Admitting when we're wrong. Allowing our ego to die. Saying I'm sorry. Every day serving others, especially the poor. Donating of our very selves, our time, talent, and treasure. Reading the scriptures. Carrying the cross, laying down our life in love for others. Let us be totally committed Christians. In closing, a quote from C.S. Lewis, you may have heard it. It says, Christianity is either true or false. If it's false, it's of absolutely no importance. If it's true, it's of infinite importance. One thing Christianity is not, moderately important. If we are Christians, we must totally jump in the pool, totally give ourselves to the Lord. And it's not sacrificing our family or anything else, because God loves all people, including our family even more than us. Trust in Him, and He'll lead us to the fullness of life.